Pipe Network presents.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Huntahanites. Your favorite relationship podcast in the Philippines. Join the conversation as we talk about love.
I love him with all of my heart.
Dating.
The dating scene is a nightmare.
And relationships.
That's all I need.
With your host, Jelly. This is Huntahanites.
Hello to your right ear.
And hello sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 3 of Huntahanites! Diba? Naka-third episode na tayo. At ang ating question of the week ay, paano kung may feelings ka pa kay ex? Oh, napapaisip ka ba? Pero alam nyo, it's very normal, lalo na kung recently lang yung breakup, diba? Kaya tayo napapatanong naman ganito, it's, you know, okay lang yan mga Mars. At syempre, pag-uusapan natin kung ano-ano yung mga bagay na pwede nating gawin, diba? At syempre, meron tayong special guest, ang ating kapatid from Pipe Network. Ready na ba kayo? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Please welcome our guest, JM Australia of the Pizarra Tales.
Catch the Pizarra Tales weekly as we tackle issues about education and share experiences about teaching. Hosted by JM Australia, available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Welcome to Huntahanites, Sir JM.
Hello, Jelly. Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for accepting the invite. Okay, magpakilala ka muna sa ating mga kahuntahan, Sir JM.
Yes, hello sa mga kahuntahan natin. I am JM Estrella, or Sir J as my students call me. Yes, I am a teacher and I also host the Pizarra Tales, which is a podcast about my learnings as a education, as a teacher, as a young teacher na millennial na hindi naman talaga edoc major, pero kumbaga learning din. Learning how to give. No, I'm not. I'm a science major.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, ang ating topic today is about, ito yung question, sure ha. Paano kung may feelings ka pa kay ex? Bago yun. When was your last relationship? Bago lang.
Yeah.
How
officially
recent?
Officially my last relationship ended 2 years ago. So, well, 1.5 kasi September eh. Alangan. September 2019. That's officially. When I say officially, as in yung naging kami, then hindi na kami.
Oh. So ano yung not official?
Hindi, kasi for after a while, syempre after that breakup, it took a while, you know, we had to sort things out on our own as individuals. And then at some point, we were still in touch kasi. So there was a time na nagkakaroon ng, you know, may parang meet chance ulit, ganyan. And then, you know, flat out going to say that I screwed up. And then wala na ulit yung chance. So that happened just a few months ago. There was a chance and then there's no more chance.
That's nawala.
That's wala.
Okay. So, meron ka bang feelings kay ex?
Bakit wala akong naging host nito? Ay, naging guest dito.
Kasi syempre meron pa. Meron pa ba?
Syempre. Yeah.
So, she knows.
She knows.
Oh, she knows. Okay. Wait lang. So, how do you know kung may feelings ka pa sa isang tao? Kasi minsan, kapag malungkot ka, tsaka mo lang sila namimiss.
Yeah.
So, it's different, di ba? Kapag parang lonely ka lang, ganun.
Actually, that kind of feeling usually amplifies. Na-amplify siya in general. Not just for me, but for everyone, I guess. Mm-hmm. I remember there was one time na nasa kwentuhan session ako with one of my former profs na ngayon ay kumbaga kakwentuhan ko na rin, ganyan. And nagkaroon kami ng kwentuhan session and then nabanggit ko yung ganitong story about, you know, me trying to try again with my ex. And this was like early in the pandemic pa. Ang una yung sinabi is don't. regardless of how you feel right now. Kasi we are in unprecedented time. Maraming lonely ngayon. You know, it's, we're just in a weird timeline right now. So things like this aren't necessarily the most prudent ideas right now. Yun nga, kasi maybe, yun nga, katulad na sabi mo, maybe you're just feeling this because you're lonely dahil nabuburyo ko na sa bahay. O,
yes. You know,
ganun lang na feeling. But, yeah, that's just that's not dismissing the people who have fallen in love during this time. Kasi, you know, whatever they feel, that's perfectly valid. Pero at least on my case, parang, you know, a lot of people, there have been people that told me na maybe really think about it now more than ever. Kasi at least dati, you know, you had the option that go outside, could go to them,
mayroon kang outlet, ganun.
Now, not so much. So, yes. it's just a really weird timeline we're in right
now. So, yung sinabi niya na don't, it's because of COVID or it's because maybe he thinks you're not ready for that? Ah, okay.
But also, yun nga, na since we are in a weird timeline,
yes.
Huwag muna.
Oo.
Talagang ang daming intangibles, ang daming pwede mangyari, ang daming factors, just too many unknowns. So, medyo alanganin, kumbaga.
Oo. So, kailan mo siya nami-miss?
Lagi. Wow!
Oh my God.
I hope my students are not listening to this video.
I hope they are.
tama. We need the listens.
Pero alam mo, parang dun mo nga ma-realize na may feelings ka pa dun sa tao, di ba? Kahit yung kahit busy ka, naiisip mo pa rin sila.
Yeah.
Di ba? Kasi may mga tao nga na naiisip lang kapag lonely sila. They only want you when they need you. Parang ganun.
But I think I've been past that. There have been times that, you know, I'm generally okay. Like, wala namang problema. Actually, there are times na, I'm in a high na something really good happened in my life. Na kunyari, nagkaroon ng breakthroughs sa work or, you know, nagkaroon ng achievement somewhere.
And then you would miss it.
Exactly. Yung ganun. Sayang hindi na kami kasi this is something that I would definitely enjoy sharing with them na parang, it's not, I don't want, parang ayoko rin yung selfish na reason na parang dahil namimiss ko lang . Kasi hindi naman fair yun sa kanya na kaya mo lang siya namimiss dahil, you know, you're in pain or whatever.
Yes.
There are times na parang I'm really happy and I just wish that she was here as well to share that. Pero, you know, life happened.
So, meron bang recent victory? You know, parang gusto mong i-share sa kanya pero wait lang, hindi pala kami. Parang
actually,
ganun.
It's funny kasi especially for those who have tuned in to the Pizarro Tales, there was a time that I churn out episodes weekly. It's not because it kind of sounds bad, but I'm kind of forcing myself to do it, not because of anything, but because it's a momentum thing. Ayoko kasi na nagbe-break dahil nasira yung momentum ko, tatama rin na ako niyan.
Totoo yan.
So as much as possible every week, except for 1 week. There was, I took a 1 week break a few months ago. That was actually the week na yung, remember I said na wala nang chance? That was that week that happened.
So down na down.
And actually, like, carry over because my first episode back was about, you know, how to teach when you're not okay. And, you know, I generalized the topic, but it was just mainly me trying to, you know, be okay when I'm not okay.
Yeah, I actually heard that episode and it's very personal.
Yeah.
And yun, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, pakinggan nyo din yung episode na yun kasi it's not
as jolly. It's very raw.
And it's intimate. You're showing your weak side. Yung parang ganun. Which we all have, ha?
Yeah, of course. Diba? Pero it's one thing to broadcast
it. It takes courage, ha?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and it's not just because for the content, pero...
Oo.
Pero yun nga. Like,
ang lalim ng hugot mo doon.
That was that week. And I was really, really off. Na unfortunately, slowly carry over sa pagtuturo. Like, there were times na, you know, nagtuturo ako ng dikit ng puso ko. Tapos, I try not to let it get to my word because that's just unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, minsan hindi talaga may iwasan. And then, there was a point na, nung na-realize ko na sobra na, may student na nagtanong sa akin kasi siguro random niya sa boses ko.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, are you okay? It's parang, I tried ending the class early and then I broke down at home.
Oh my God. God.
Sobra na.
So, sa mga estudyante yung nakikinig, alam nyo na ha?
Pero yun, I mean, I got, I tried my best to move on naman. And, I'd like to say I'm in a better place. That was just a dark time, I guess, in recent memory. So,
nung na-accept mo sa sarili mo na parang, oh, hey, I still have feelings. Parang in-acknowledge mo. Tapos, yeah. Did you tell her? Kasi she knows, di ba?
I really tried to. But, I felt na everything was too volatile. Parang, kasi I felt like I was on thin ice. Ayokong, see, I'm the kind of guy na parang ngayon, like, I've done a lot of mistakes. And ironically, whenever I try to do better, I always feel a bit perfectionist na kailangan hindi ako magkamali. Which is just insane because, you know, we're people, we make mistakes. But, you know, I don't like making mistakes that hurt other people. And unfortunately, those are the kind of mistakes that I've been doing, you know, a lot of. Even though I don't want that to happen. So yung mga ganun na medyo naging over-perfectionist, minsan dun nagkaka-problema eh. Minsan dun ka pa magkakamali. When you're trying so hard not to make a mistake.
When you're thinking about it many times over. Parang ganun. Parang dun ka pa.
Tapos dun ka pa magkakamali. So I didn't get to tell her flat out. But I mean, I tried to show it in other ways.
So how did she know?
Well, she...
Actions speak louder than words. Yeah. Parang, yeah. Oh my God. All right.
I mean, I try my best to do stuff for her. Like, I help her out. Ganyan. And I don't necessarily expect anything in return. It's just that, you know, she's just someone that I want to do those things for. Hindi naman yung tipong palipin effect. Pero yung tipong, like, every now and then, nilibre. Ang funny kasi
nilibre pa rin siya. Parang ganon.
Actually, kahapon lang din ito nangyari.
Oh,
parang,
my God!
Nanlibre ako ng lunch. Like, pinag-grab ko sa bahay nila. Ako nagbayad. She didn't ask for it. It was just...
Ikaw yung nag-offer. Parang gano'n. Yeah. Pero wait lang. So, alam niya na may gusto ka pa rin sa kanya. Pero, anong reaction niya? Kasi kinakausap ka pa rin niya, di ba?
Yeah, we're still in good terms. And like, I know what some listeners might be thinking na parang pinapaikot ako neto. But honestly, I don't think so.
Yun na yung sunod kong sasabihin sana na parang, what if she's taking advantage?
Yeah.
Parang ganun.
You know, I've thought about it then. But honestly, knowing her as well as I do now, and not just because I have like rose-colored glasses on, she's not that kind of girl na pagpapaikot talaga. It's just
wait
that
lang.
She...
Oh,
what?
Pero kasi love mo pa rin siya eh.
Yeah.
So, baka suot mo pa rin yung rose-colored glasses mo.
I know. Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
Even if I don't love her, knowing who she is, knowing what her personality, what her ideals are, what she stands for, I know that she's not the kind of person na ganun. She's not manipulative in that sense. It's just it's a character thing. It's not because I'm in love with her or anything. It's a character thing, and you know her friends can attest to this. Kasi, you know, that's one thing. That's also one thing that I try to make it a point. Kasi whenever people ask us why we broke up and everything, I make it a point to tell them that it's not anything that she did. It's not her fault, right? Yes, in breakups sometimes there are times na both parties have faults.
Yes.
But in this case, it was more of me than her. So it's not a martyr thing. It's just that, you know, that was the facts of the case. Mm-hmm. Ako yung nagkamali, and that's why we're not together anymore. Pero yun nga, na yes, we still talk. Pero I don't see it as her being manipulative. It's just, I think it says more about me than it says about her. That's what I'm trying to say.
Very mature ha, yung relationship nyo. Kasi, kasi bibihira yung parang magiging friends pa rin sa'yo, yung girl, lalo na kung may feelings ka pa sa kanya. Para kasing awkward. I don't know. Ako lang yun ha. Kasi ayoko nung parang yung nafe-feel ko yung pressure na, should I love him back?
And for a time, we were like that. Like, especially when I was after the breakup. Hindi naman kami friends agad. Parang the next week, bati na ulit kami. No, it took a while. It took a really long time. You know, I'm thankful na we're at this point na we still have banter. It's not as malande, but we still have banter.
Oh, hindi ba?
Hindi. It's just like, you know, kasi talagang... like she likes banter in general, so we still have that. And like, you know, we joke around. And I know na hindi siya malandi banter kasi she would also make jokes about how single she is. So,
pero baka nagpaparinig, sure.
Ay, nagamit ko na rin yung sagot niya. Sabi niya, hindi. So, I think like one thing I've realized then from dating her is that sometimes there are people that just are not playing games. Parang they are saying what they mean. Kasi na-umay na rin ako with like, you know, like side note, side story. I have another friend na nagkakwento siya about her love life na parang, what does he mean by this? Kasi ako yung tinatanungan niya, what does he mean by this? And I'm like, you know what? Ano, minsan just take it as face value. Just take it to mean that they are what that's what they mean talaga. You know, stop playing games na parang ganun. And ganun na rin ako. So whenever we joke around or whenever we talk about stuff, parang I just take it as face value na that's what she meant. And kung sinabi niya na wala na talaga, edi wala na talaga. So, yun, parang it saves me the trouble of overthinking. Because I am an overthinker.
Pero naka-move on ka ba?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, so paano? How can you be friends with someone na gusto mong, hindi mo naman siya gustong kalimutan, di ba? Pero...
No, kasi, okay, here's the thing. It's funny kasi we're recording this the day after. Well, sa inyo, Valentine's pa dyan.
Oh, yes! Happy Valentine's! Belated!
Belated. Sa amin, belated.
Belated Valentine's, yes.
But yeah, so yesterday I was actually feeling down. Kasi, obviously, Valentine's as a single guy. Not necessarily the best, you know, the best holiday out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying not to be bitter because that's not productive as well. So every time na I would scroll through Facebook or Instagram na puro mag-jowa.
Parang, puro flowers and chocolates. Oh my God.
I'm way past the point of being bitter. Parang, okay, good for you guys. You know, at best, I'm indifferent. Parang, like, enjoy your day. Sige, inyo na yan. I have 364 other days to enjoy.
Correct.
Inyo na to. Ganyan. Kasi, I mean, I was one of those guys din naman na nung nagka-jowa, nung may jowa ako in a previous Valentine's Day, di ako rin naman yung nagpo-post ganyan. So, okay. Gulong ng buhay lang yan.
Oo yan, panapanahon
lang. Panapanahon lang yan. But okay, so yesterday I was feeling lonely and I thought about, yun nga, what if I tried talking to other people? Kasi think, yun nga, wala na nga daw eh. Di ba? Wala na nga eh. Parang ano ginagawa mo? Why not talk to other people?
Pero alam ba niya, nag-try ka makipag-date or talking to people, parang gano'n? Or she doesn't know? Kasi malay mo!
No, because here's the thing. I am actually okay. Not. Doon ka na-realize na hindi pa naka-move on. Because I don't feel the itch to get on Bumble or get on Tinder or get on any dating app and talk to other people because I just don't feel like it. I don't feel ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I stopping myself from, you know, downloading it just because it was Valentine's Day and I'm lonely. And, you know, I didn't. So the day ended na I didn't. So, doon ka na-realize na parang, no, it's still not yet time. And whether or not I try again down the road, it's just not going to be now. It's definitely not going to be now.
Mm-hmm.
Or anytime
yeah.
soon.
It takes time. Lalo na kung hindi ka pa nakaka-move on eh. So, ayaw mo namang makasakit din, di ba?
Yeah. And at the same time, parang, medyo ito na yung pagiging tanga ko. What if I don't want to move on? What if I
oh
just...
my gosh! Wait.
Di ba?
Akala ko ba tanggapin ano ng face value?
Diba? Diba? Tanga ko, no?
Wait lang, so pag pinakinggan niya ba to, ano kayong magiging reaction niya? Sa palagay mo lang? Yung tipong ano ba to? Patay na patay pa rin sa akin.
She would definitely laugh.
Okay.
Whether or not that's a coping mechanism or genuine laughter, I don't know. Pero she is going to definitely laugh. Kasi I when you invited me, I told you about this. My biggest worry is coming here and then bearing too much, or at the very least, you know, making her feel like a bad guy. And that's not. It's yeah. definitely not. If there's anyone to blame, it's me. But if you don't want to blame anyone, then just don't. Because the time has passed.
Yeah.
And whether or not it comes back in the future, that's for future me to decide. As at the moment, I'm in the point that we're still in talking terms. I honestly don't know if I could consider us as friends, but the way we're acting and talking, it seems like we are. So at least there's that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm...
Wait lang, so yung pag-uusap niya, walang landian talaga. Walang flirting. Pero sa'yo may flirting, no? You're trying... Are you trying to win her back ba? when you're talking to her.
Yeah, but you know, she's deflecting, and that's not some. Kung, like I said, I take it as face value. Kung ayaw talaga, edi wag. Parang, hindi naman na parang, edi wag. Pero, you know, just...
What if, hindi mo ba na-feel na parang pinagpipilitan mo yung sarili mo sa kanya?
Naisip ko na rin yun, but that's when I... but, no, okay. Pag may times na ganun, pag may times na feeling ko na I'm just forcing myself, I try to step back. Maybe I won't, you know, bother her as much, or you know, I wait until she's the one who starts. Kasi there are times naman na siya yung nag-initiate ng kwento. Hindi naman ako yung laging, yeah, hindi naman ako yung laging hi, hello, pero like, minsan, siya naman yung magkukwento. So, I know that it's reciprocal in that sense. I know naman na magkukwento siya kung gusto niya magkwento. So, at least, kung nafe-feel ko na I'm hogging or initiating too much, then I just wait until she's ready to talk. And then she will talk naman kung...
Mm-mm.
She's mature in that sense.
Yeah. Tinanong mo ba siya kung miss ka niya?
Yeah.
And?
But you know, from us laughing, I think people can tell that the answer is no.
Totoo? Wait lang. Seryoso ba? Sinabi niya
she
talaga no?
She says she doesn't. Yeah. He said she doesn't.
Pero sometimes she initiate.
We could wear all we want. We could say, that's BS. No, I mean, like I said, I take it as face value. And if she said that she doesn't miss me, then I should be mad enough to accept it. Na parang, okay, she doesn't miss me. Because I did ask her that recently. Mm-hmm. I asked her, mahal pa po ba ako? And she said no.
Ouch.
It felt bittersweet because that was the time na parang, you know, I thought we had another chance, but obviously there isn't. And, you know, it's just something that I'm going to have to accept. And, you know, I'm trying to move on, but honestly, I'm not there yet. And I don't know if I'll ever get there. But if I ever get there, then that's great. If I don't get there, then I don't know. There's a lot of intangibles, really. There is some part of me that is still hoping na magkabalikan kami. And that, I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. But, you know, I respect her words enough to me na parang if she doesn't want to get back together, then that's just something that I'll have to accept.
Mm-hmm. Ang sakit naman nun. Parang nandun ka sa, parang gusto mo mag-move on, pero
hindi,
not
diba?
There yet. Na parang ayaw mo, ganun. Pero wait lang, what made you ask that question? Kasi hindi mo naman siya tatanungin na, mahal mo pa ba ako? Kung ano yun, out of the blue, of course, meron kang napapansin sa kanya. Or meron kayong ano.
No, kasi there are times na minsan tinatop ako na. Kasi diba, yun nga, we still talk, we still have banter.
Yes.
So there are times tinatop ako na parang I would ask the question. I see, like a heat check or something. Parang gano'n lang, where are we at the moment? And, you know, I get the same answer every single time, pero doesn't stop me from asking it.
Aww.
And, you know, ano ba yung quote na yun na sinabi ni Einstein? I'm not sure if Einstein even said it, pero there's a quote na parang, you know, if you do the same thing and expecting different results, that's called insanity. Or
yes,
something like that. So call me insane.
Mm-hmm. So sure, kung wari may nakikinig sa atin na ano, na parang... nagtatanong, paano ako may feelings pa sila sa ex nila? Anong gagawin nila? Or dapat ba sabihin nila dun sa ex nila, yung feelings nila?
I would like to say this is a base-to-base cases. okay. Kasi, no, here's the thing. Kasi in general, logic and the world will dictate na no. Move on, right? Time has come and gone. Move on. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I've learned then is that, okay, kasi this is my third relationship and I've had mm-hmm. two other girlfriends before. But this is the one that hurts the most and or most bittersweet, to put it that way. Kasi this is, parang ito na yung, like, she was the one. I thought she was the one.
Parang ano, you see your life with her, parang.
Yeah, she was honestly someone that I thought I was gonna marry. But then I messed up, and that's something that I'll have to accept. But anyway, going back, for those na mga kahuntahan natin nakikinig, if you are in the same situation as I am, the urge would be to move on as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, right? Feel it out. Kasi, if you are going to force yourself to move on, you know, go on healthy or unhealthy coping mechanisms, you're going to have to endure. It's cliche, but you're going to have to let time take its course.
Yes,
there's no
true.
Substitute for it. Kasi kung mamadaliin mo, you'll end up backsliding and maybe even in a worse situation than where you,
yes,
where you were.
Yes, totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Na parang, oh nga, na hindi ka pa nakamove on. You were trying to move on so much and then it's going to hit you one day and then you're gonna realize na, shucks, hindi pa rin pala ako nakamove on.
Move. Oo, parang hindi ka pala nag-hilom completely, gano'n.
Exactly. And then you're going to try to win them back. And then you're going to make some bonehead move. And then, you know, they're gonna say that, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And then you might mm-hmm. even be in a worse situation na before you're just indifferent towards each other. But now, block ka na sa lahat.
Aww.
And you don't want that.
Yes,
so if you still, if you still love your ex, take your time. No one's asking you to move on quickly. In fact, nobody should be asking you to move on quickly because it's just not realistic. It's just that you just have to take time. And whether or not maka move on ka or not, it's just up to future you to decide. So,
so yung sinabi mong back, yung yeah, so, yung pagba-backslide kanina, sure. May isang experience yun.
Not with this one, but like in a past life, in one of the other two. No, okay. But all right, if you're looking for something tangible, kasi, you know, that medyo ang hirap nung ganong klaseng advice na they should let take time,
yes,
you know,
so, paano kung yung pwede mo nang gawin ngayon?
Parang on a more tangible sense, find something that you can be passionate about or productive about that has nothing to do with romance. For example, I have a podcast, I bike, I do all these other things. You know, some people, they immerse themselves in work. Pero medyo 50-50 yun eh. Kasi minsan, kung if you are going to be just fully in your work, worry mo naman dun is ma-burnout kay. So,
yes,
you don't want that as well. So, find a hobby. Find something else to be passionate about that has nothing to do with dating or, you know, do something productive. Productive sounds bad. Just do something that you enjoy.
Oh, no. Siguro yung parang mag-enjoy nga sila. Tama ka.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Something to divert your attention a little bit, at least for the time being. It's not something that will make you forget entirely. Kasi, you know, when I bike, pag-uwi ko naman, minsan maalala ko rin. And that happens. Pero, no, at least for a few hours of your time, you do something that that makes you happy.
Ito, mayroon akong nag-post ako sa Instagram ng link for our Google Forms. Yung mga kahuntahan natin, nag-reply sila.
Ooh.
Yung tanong, kung mahal mo ba si ex, ano ang gagawin mo? Okay, ito, para sa'yo ito.
Ito.
Gagawin ang best kong kalimutan siya. Kasi tapos na dapat yung chapter na yon, no matter what happened. It already ended And the chapter should stay closed. Or else, di ka makakausad at mawawalan ka na ng chance to find someone whom you can be with nang wala ng break.
That is definitely true. But at the same time, like I said a while ago, if you're doing it forced,
wag pilitin.
Yes, do your best. But, you know, take your time. And at the same time, as someone na, nung bata ako, nainis ako pag narinig ko siya sabi, yung bata mo pa, makakahanap ka ba? But now I'm steering into it. Parang, yeah, I'm still...
Wait lang, how old are you, sure?
I'm 24. So I still have, I still have time.
Ito, isa pa. Sabi niya, haha, hindi na talaga eh. Pero dati, ang ginawa ko dyan, binlock ko at cut na ng communications talaga dahil alam kong di na dapat balikan. Pero at the same time, may chance na maging pokmaro ko.
Yeah, maging marupok ka na yun eh.
Oh my God, ang hirap it's, maging marupok, no?
It happens. It's innate in everyone. We all hit our moments of weakness and, just happens.
Tsaka ngayon kasi, di ba, sa social media, sobrang ang daling kontakin ulit yung tao. Hindi ka tulad before na parang, you really have to call sa landline.
Yeah. Landline. Nabuto ko naman yung landline. Grabe.
Oh, nabuto ka din yun. Grabe ka naman.
Pero like, okay, blocking, you know, we could flesh out the whole episode. Ewan ko kung pwede ko i-divulge to. Pero that was supposed what we were supposed to be talking about, di ba?
Yes.
Social media etiquette.
After the breakup.
Yeah, we can actually flesh that out. Pero kasi blocking is a very, it's a very ominous thing when you start to block someone. Na parang, yeah, you're doing it to move on. Pero, as someone who gets anxious at those kinds of actions, Because I've been blocked by people before. I've been blocked by exes, by people that I've tried to date that don't want to talk to me, by people I've done mistakes towards. It can be very ominous and can be anxiety.
So what was running anxious. In your head kapag yung binlock ka, yung parang grabe?
It hurts. Kasi, you know, it tells you na para no, you do not have any more chances left. You don't get to be part of my life anymore. And of course, that can be painful. Devastating, painful to others. So yung ganyan, if you feel, but I'm not saying that you shouldn't block people. If you feel the need to, go ahead. Kasi it's also their peace of mind. They're just choosing.
You have to do what you need to do for yourself. Diba?
They're choosing themselves. They can't keep choosing other people then. So, kailangan intindihin mo rin na if you get blocked by others, I wouldn't say it's not personal, but I would say na it's them just trying to do their best to help themselves then. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yung mga nang block sa'yo, hanggang ngayon, block ka ba?
Yung iba? Yung iba, ano na? Na yung
block. Yeah. Tapos like, ina-add ka ba ulit?
case to case, depende. There are some that did, okay. There are some na parang, you know, I mean, besides, even if they added me, sometimes wala ka na rin ibang talagang masabi towards them kasi you already had a gap for too long.
You yes, know, parang ang dami nang nangyari.
Yeah, they're different people now, so.
Yes, totoo yan. Ito. Siguro sasabihin ko sa kanya yung feelings ko. Then, kung hindi man niya ako gusto, it's okay. At least, nasabi ko at alam niya.
That's supposed to be a last move, but I've been doing that last move for the past few months.
I know, pero parang ano, kasi yung sa'yo, alam niya, pero parang hindi mo matanggap yung sagot niya.
No. Ang tanga ko, di ba?
Parang gano'n. Oh my God.
Mag-move on ka na, pero hindi.
Oh my gosh. Mag-move on ka muna, sure.
No.
Sabi niya, I'll try to communicate and get him back. I'll be a better partner, pero kung fault niya, kaya siya ex, sorry, but he has to prove himself more.
That's the thing. It's easy to say that you'll be better. I've definitely had so many instances na I've said that, and sometimes growth is not linear. Yes, kunyari nagkamali ako ngayon and I said I'll be better. There's no assurance that the next moment this kind of opportunity happens, hindi ko ulit magkakamali. That's not a cop out. It's just that, you know, minsan hindi agad-agad natututunan yun eh. So it's one thing to say that you'll be better. It's a nice aspiration to have, but you know, realistically, you have to be prepared for the fact that you might not be better immediately, and that's okay because some things just take time. Talaga, I keep going back to the time thing, but it's true. You just have to, you know, if you make another mistake, then just do better next time. And if you make another mistake, don't sulk over it. Just do better next time. I mean, you can have your moment of sadness, but, you know, don't wallow in it. Try not to wallow in it, at least.
Alam mo, kaya mo sinasabi yung time kasi bata ka pa eh.
Yeah.
ngayon ko lang na-realize. Sabi ko, yeah. Oh my God.
Kasi may
alam
time
mo,
pa ako.
24 ako. Oo, kasi when you said na parang, oh, siya na. Ang bala mo, 24. Parang nung 24 ako, parang I was still parang exploring my options. Yung mga ganun.
I think,
pero sa kanya, sure ka na ganun.
I think the whole notion of, you know, global warming and unstable economies, you know, our generation kind of think na parang, you know, if we're going to have a relationship, let's have it now. Kasi baka magunaw mo.
Wala ka assurance.
Hindi, joke lang yan. Pero, I honestly felt that towards her. Na parang, yun nga, it was something na parang could go a long way. Which, you know, no offense in the past two exes, but I didn't feel that when I was with them. Parang, yes, I love them, pero ito yung parang...
Parang nakaka-offend naman. Kung ako yung ex mo, parang, ano ba? So, bakit naging tayo? Parang
yun. No. Kasi... One of them I'm still friends with. The other one I have virtually no contact of whatsoever. So I mean, like, well, this, like, she's off the grid, so she won't even hear this episode. But the other one I'm really good friends with, and she's also in a relationship, a better relationship, then so win-win. And she knows about this.
Okay. Ito, isang ano, podcast din, Thoughts for Breakfast. I don't know if you're familiar with the podcast.
I'll try to check it out.
Sabi niya, wala kang gagawin.
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's actually okay. Kasi,
di ba?
The more you try to do something naman about it, the more it messes up. So, wala kang gagawin. And then, you know, life goes on.
Totoo yan. Kasi minsan, di ba, parang meron ka lang itch. Yung katulad ng sinabi mo kanina, di ba?
Minsan situational na parang, ano lang, na kaya mo lang gusto gawin to kasi nalulonely ka nga or, you know, something bad happened to you. And, you know, when you try to make decisions, don't make them, kasi I try not to make rash life decisions when I'm at a low point. I try to make them when I'm at least meh.
Mm-hmm. Kasi sabi nila, di ba, hindi din kapag sobrang happy ka. Kasi
yun din. Actually, hindi rin pag sobrang happy ka kasi kailangan meh. Yan. Yung parang, you know, you're indifferent.
Yung tipo nga, ano, yung parang stable ako ngayon.
Yeah, stable ako.
Hindi mo sabihin na ano, unstable ka sa ibang araw. Pero yung wala kang toyo, ganyan.
Suka lang. Medyo.
O hindi, totoo yun. Ano ka ba? Ito, sabi ni John Louis, magpakipot until balikan.
Wow.
Gagayahin mo ba yung advice niya?
No.
Pero ito, disclaimer lang ha. Okay. Nagkabalikan sila ng jowa niya.
Yeah.
Ex niya, okay. Na-jowa na niya ulit. Oh.
Okay, so this is not to discredit. If it worked for them, then good for them. Pero kasi personally, I kind of see that kind of move as medyo parang borderline playing games, which I don't like anymore. Na parang, kasi kung might as well just be honest with your feelings if you still love them or not. And, you know, if you don't love you back, then at least you know the answer. Kasi nang you're going to waste time, you know, trying to analyze every single thing, every single message, every single thing that they overthinks, that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
so maybe if it worked for them, then okay. Good for you.
Hindi, pero siguro ano naman, siguro nagpapakipot siya. He's also giving time for himself. Yung parang ganun. Wala ka namang magpakipot sila na parang ang iniisip lang nila for the other person to get back with him. Di ba parang ganun?
Eh, well, kasi nerve-wracking lang sa akin yung ano eh, yung uncertainty na ganun na parang medyo pahap
not for you.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for you. Ito, sabi ni Brian, actually, he's my guest dun sa previous episode, bakit may mga exes masarap balikan? Meron din siyang podcast, ano, Bulala Sessions. So, ito, sabi niya, mag-gym na lang, endorphins lang katapat niyan, charot.
Kaya ka nagbabike eh.
No, kaya ka nagbabike, di ba? May effect naman talaga eh.
Yeah, at least yan eh. Halala ko nung ano, there's this one scene, alam mo yung startup, yung K-drama na startup?
Hindi, hindi ako.
Pero knows siya perfect. Anyway, tapos meron doon eksena na yung bida na he was trying to move on from yung love interest niya. So, ginawa niya, nag-bike siya ng malayo. Kasi parang, tapos yung linya niya parang ano eh, at least he would be too tired to think about her, ganun.
Oo, totoo naman yan.
And partly, I tried doing that. Like, I went on a very long ride somewhere. Uh-huh. And I was too tired. Pero nung pag-uwi na ako, parang, ay, naalala ko pa rin, wala rin sense. Pagod pa ako.
May point ba na ano, na parang nag-breakdown ka? Yung gano'n. Yung parang
naman.
Tinry mo na hindi siya isipin. Tapos parang walang nangyari. Bumalik
yung
lahat.
Yung nagbabike ako or yung... or like in general?
Kahit ano lang. In general.
There are times na I tried to forget her. Pero it's like, can I say na don't think about... Alam mo yung exercise na don't think about an elephant. And what would be the first thing you think about?
Yeah.
An elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
So, ganun din. So, it's senseless to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Ito naman, sabi ni Edge, shrug off lang, mahal mo pa kasi what you felt then was so real. If you will to move on, you will. Parang ganun daw.
Yeah.
So kung gusto mo mag-move on, makaka-move on ka. Eh, ikaw nga ayaw mo mag-move on. So hindi applicable sa'yo. Alam mo, hindi ka magkaka-jowa ulit kasi hindi ka pala ka-move on.
Okay lang.
Kasi isipin nila. Hindi kasi, alam mo, isipin nila, rebound sila.
Yeah.
Ganun, di ba?
Although, okay. Funny thing. No, okay. There was a time na eto ba, like, in the quote-unquote first breakup namin ni girl. So this was like 2019 pa. I did try to date someone, unfortunately, as a rebound. Pero what's good about it is that siya rin kasi ginawa kong rebound. So parang quits lang.
Oh my gosh! Ano ba yan?
Not in a bad way.
Oh,
kasi
hindi.
Like, not in a bad way, but more of like, we both realized na, you know, we just needed to, you know, beat someone else at the time. And, you know, parang at some point it ended din na parang it ended well naman na parang we both realized na, you know, rebound na talaga tingin namin sa isa't isa. So it's okay in that sense. Pero it wouldn't be fair to some
time. Oo, parang you just help each other. Parang ganun.
Parang we helped each other out na, you know, makamove on kahit pa paano. And, you know,
tapos hindi kayo nagkaano? No?
Ne. I mean, you know, may jowa na rin yata siya ngayon eh. So at least good for her.
Parang sinerve niya lang yung purpose niya nung time
and,
na yun
sa'yo. And quits din naman kasi nga, same din.
Oo.
Same kami
nag-gamitan
na
rebound. Nag-gamitan lang kayo, ganun.
Pangit na nag-gamitan.
Okay, pero ganun talaga yun. Nag-gamitan kayo.
Yeah.
So, magka-text pa rin, ganyan. Ang hirap. Hindi, ina-imagine ko lang ha. Kasi, when I have feelings pa dun sa tao, parang ayokong kausapin, ganun.
Yeah. And diba? There are times I thought about that, but at the same time, you know, ano ba, ang cheesy, pero ayaw, I love her that much that, you know, whatever relationship we have, whether, kung, what I mean relationship as in kung platonic na lang or kung ano yung setup namin ngayon, I'll take it.
So paano kung magka-jowa siya? Are you still gonna be a friend?
You know, funny thing, I've been preparing myself for that event. Kung mangyari man yun na...
Oh my God!
Ano, like, you know, ever since we broke up, I thought about, you know, what would I do if nagka-jowa na siyang iba? In the early days of the breakup, naisip ko na parang, of course, it would be very hurtful kasi, freshman. But nowadays, if that does happen, na magkaroon siya ng jowa, honestly, I feel like it would be bittersweet. Bitter, of course, kasi, you know,
kasi iba na siya.
Kasi, but sweet because, you know, I love her. And the point of me loving her as well involves me wanting her to be happy. And if she's happy with this new person, then good for her. And at least
even without you in the picture, parang good. Oh my
least,
God!
And at least I could take that as a starting point na, okay, fine. Walang wala na talaga.
Uh-oh.
So at least there I could make more tangible options of like,
yun
you know,
na yung ending.
Yun na yung ending
parang,
talaga.
Okay, that's the start of something new for you.
Yeah. Parang ganun. Sa bro, yun na yun.
Uh-oh.
Kasi hanggat wala, I'm not hoping naman na magka-jowa siya agad para makamove on na. Pero,
ay, pero papakinggan niya to. Baka naman mamaya bigla magka-jowa siya.
This is gonna be
naman.
So bad. If you're listening, I'm so sorry. Try my best.
Ito naman, last na, JM, ha? Paano kung wala na yung feelings mo? How would you deal with it? Parang gano'n.
Hindi nakamove on na ako.
So parang, wait lang. Kasi ngayon, di ba, you're being a friend to her. So kung wala na, are you still gonna be friends with her?
Yes. Pero kasi, kung wala na talaga feelings, I could honestly be
hindi kasi ngayon, yung friendship
friend
mo may agenda.
No!
Wala ba?
That's what I'm scared of. No, that's honestly what I'm scared of. For her to think that me being friends with her is just me expecting na magkabalikan kami. No, it's not. And this is also for the benefit of her listening, if she is listening.
Uh-oh.
No, that's not my intention. Why am I still friends with her? I'm still friends with her because I care about this person deeply. And regardless kung maging kami or magka-jowa siya or a dozen of other reasons could happen or situations could happen rather, you know, I'm still going to be friends with her because I care about this person. Just like, you know,
aww.
Kasi dun ko malalaman kapag mali na yung friendship ko eh. Yung intention. Kapag yung intention ko is I'm trying to get something out of return. Because I used to be like that. Na parang I would be friends with this girl dahil lang, you know, I want to get something out of it. And it's wrong. It's definitely wrong. So I don't want her to think that I'm just being friends with her dahil gusto kong magkabalik. No, it's because kumbaga may pinagsamaan din kami. We were friends before we...
Yung mga nakikinig, kayo na yung bahalang humusaga kung ano yung agenda niya sa friendship.
Nakikita kayo mga comments, ibabash ako. At tanga-tanga naman na itong teacher na to.
Kaya nga, oh my God. Oo. Magaling magturo sa iba, sa sarili. Pero sure, JM, alam mo, kapag talaga sa usapang pag-ibig, hindi... Alam mo, hindi gumagana yung utak mo, di ba?
Lahat tanga.
Lahat tanga sa mag-ibig. Totoo yan.
Oo yan.
Oo. Any last words? So, yung parang pinakagusto mong i-highlight dito sa episode na ito.
It's not necessarily a bad thing if you still love your ex. I think for the longest time, people have, you know, demonized that idea na, you know, once it ended, kailangan makamove on ka na agad. It doesn't happen that way in real life. It takes some time. And, you know, you have to acknowledge your feelings because that's one way of moving on din eh. You have to acknowledge that you still love them and you have to let time take its course and, you know, try to find more healthy ways of coping. You know, if you get the urge to talk to them, then, you know, tansahin mo. It's really case to case eh. Pero, yes. You know, what's one thing that I can highlight is that it's not necessarily wrong if you still love your ex. It's what you do with that feeling that would matter if you're going to make, you know, bonehead decisions or if you're going to, you know, just let it be.
And I think nobody will judge you naman kung may feelings ka pa rin sa ex mo, di ba?
They shouldn't. At least they shouldn't.
Kasi may pinagsamahan kayo eh.
Yeah. And it meant something to you. Of course, you know,
Of course. Oh,
must be bearing yan kung kanya. Must be sinasabi pa nga yun na kapag hindi, pag nakamove on ka agad, it kind of feels like you didn't love them really at all. Then again, that's not to dismiss people who move on quickly, of course. Pero,
totoo yan. Wow! Oy! Ano naman, i-invite mo naman sila ulit sa yung podcast.
So if you want to listen to me talk about the education system here in the Philippines, kasi kaya ko rin sinimulan yung The Pisartians is it's Philippine context, Philippine yung context ng podcast ko, whereas most education podcasts out there medyo US based, so at least contextualized. If you want to listen to that, you can check out The Pisartians. You can check out all the links in our link tree. That's linktr.ee/thepisartians. So The Pizarra Tales is part of the Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network or Pipe Network.
Pipe
kasama
Network.
Rin ng Puntahan Nights. Yes.
Yes. Meron tayong mga friends plans.
Yes. You can check out sina Please Pause, sina
Madden Manila, Coffee na Lang Beer, The Raj of Show.
Yes. Yeah. So you can check out all the other podcasts there as well. And thank you, Jelly, for having me.
Thank you, Sir JM, for accepting the invite. Woohoo!
Yes.
Sana may natutunan ating mga kahuntahan.
Huwag maging
tanga sa pag-ibig. Give him some love kasi hindi siya love ng kanyang ex. Char lang. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Got any questions or topics for the next episode?
Of course I do.
Follow us and slide in our DM at Huntahanites. Want some more episodes? Subscribe, like, and share. This was Huntahanites. Till next Wednesday.